Did you ever call it a spider a long, long time ago, maybe?
I don't remember that I ever did. It's always
been
a killer. Some people
used to.
I know they did. I know they did, but I...
But you never did. What about a big sort of container that you can, or maybe you make a huge, big thing of soup in it, or boil a lot of water, and it has a handle on it that you can carry like a bucket. But
a kettle?
And usually when you eat, you have a knife, a fork, and a spoon. And what do you keep flowers in? Put them in and bring them in the house.
Vase.
Suppose you've just gotten done eating, and all the dishes are sitting dirty on the table. And you say, well, now it's time, I must go
wash the dishes.
And after you wash them, you have to do what to them before you can dry them?
Rinse them.
And what do you use to wash the dishes with? What kind of a thing?
You mean a washer? I wash. Dishcloth? Dishcloth, or...
Is that what you would call it? That's what I'm after, is that kind of
yes.
a word?
I believe I would say dishcloth.
And what if it was to dry them with? What would you dry them
towel.
With?
Towel.
And what if it was one that you used in the bath? What would you call that?
In the bath?
In the bath, when you got a bath.
Oh, a washcloth.
And a what? Soap. To dry with, you would use?
Oh, towel.
All right. What do you have on your kitchen sink that when you turn the knob, water comes out?
What do you call that? Faucet? Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh, that's what I mean. That's what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
If this faucet were on a barrel instead of on a sink, would you call it something different?
Yes, I think so, but I can't think. I can't think what to be, but it'd be different, I'm sure.
Would it be a spigot or a tap or something like that? Have you ever heard of it?
Spigot, I believe, would be. I worry.
And Miss, you know, sometimes you have something in a big jar and you want to put it, part of it in a little jar and it's liquid, like water. And to get it in there, you have to use what to get it to go in without being messy?
Uh-huh.
And when you're driving horses or oxen or something like that, what do you use to flick it in the air to get them to go on?
Oh, flip.
When you go to the grocery store and buy some groceries, the boy puts them in a what?
Basket. You say, I know.
So that you can bring them home?
Oh, paper sack. I bring them home in.
Now, if this were made out of cloth instead of paper, what would you call it? Would it still be a sack? Would it ever be a bag?
Bag, I suppose. This paper sack or a cloth bag.
All right. Some people use the same word for either one, and some use them different.